Simon Shin Mem Vav, Seif Beis. The Mechaba says, I'm not terrible to rise up. You only chive if you're Mavridal Amos, you care for Amos and Shisrabim. To give a little background, the Melacha of Hoitzah of Achnosa, is on being Moiti, taking something out from Shisrach to Shisrabim, or being Machnes, told us being Machnes, bringing something in from Shisrabim to Shisrachid. And then, from Melacha Mishmish Sinai, we know that Avaris Dal Amos, caring for Amos and Shisrabim, is also Nichlal, included in this Melacha of Hoitzah of Achnosa. Mishmur explains that means Dina Akira, you picked up in the beginning, you carried it for Amos, Eda Anoch, you put it down the end. However, if you carry it for Amos and there's an Akira in the beginning but no Anoch on the end, or vice versa, you put it down the end but there's no Akira in the beginning, it's only going to be Asad Rabban, which we'll learn more about that in Simish Mem Zayin. Now, but Rabban and Chazal says it's also the carry for Amos and the Carmelis as well, since the Carmelis is similar to Shirabim. And the Mechaber says even if you have two different types of Carmelises, like a Yam, you have like a sea or a bay, and a Bika and a valley, even though two types of Carmelis, still, you can carry it from one to the other within for Amos. As long as it's not carrying for Amos, it's okay. It's not a problem carrying or Shus, you know, two different types of Carmelises, because it's all Carmelis, and within Carmelis, you can always carry up to for Amos. And we'll see more about that in the upcoming Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber discusses a Karfif. What's a Karfif? It's a fenced in area that doesn't have a roof. The period says over here, sounds like it has a roof, it's not going to be a Karfif. And it's open, it's like a courtyard, but there's nothing happening over there. It's the open area. It's a mukav machitza. It has machitza around on all the sides. It's open. It doesn't have a roof on top of it. Sounds like it has a roof. It'll be a regular shiachid if it's four walls and a roof. But four walls without a roof. And it's open area. It's an empty area. So if it's more than two saw big, and it's not hukav ladir, the reason why the fence were put up was not in order to protect eventual houses that will be built there. So then Chazal asked carrying within the karfif, unless you stick within your four amas. Now you cannot carry more than four amas in this karfif, in this area that just fenced in. And it was not hukav ladir. Let's say you plant with a plant over there to have a garden there, or a field, or something to that effect. So since it's so big, so it looks like a shrabim. If you let people carry in there, people end up carrying a shrabim also. And therefore, Chazal made also to carry there a dumya similar to Rosh Hashanah. So how big is the share of base asayim? One base saw is 50 by 50 amos. A base asayim is 100 by 50 amos. The same size as chatzar mishkan. The chatzar and the mishkan 100 by 50 amos. If you square it, Mishnah Berurah explains it's 70 2/3 amos, or 70 2/3 amos. Now, if you go with the shear amma, that the shear amma is approximately 21 inches, or a little bigger than 21 inches, a standard shear, or Moshe, or Hashulchan, and others, so then it'll be like 125 feet by 125 feet. Comes there somewhere a little bit upwards of 15,000 square feet. So you can view that as big or as small, but that's the shear. Somewhere a little bit upwards of 15,000 square feet. If it's that big, see, if it's fenced in, as long as it's not hukav ladira, Chazal were afraid similar to Shram, and therefore they made Issachar Ban to carry there, same thing they made by a Karmelis. And Akhil Kach, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to carry from a Karfif to another Karmelis, like a valley that's next to it, as long as you're carrying less than Dal Amos, because it's not considered Meshus Toshos, you know, but the Reis, Meshbrik says the Reis, this Karfif is a regular Shiochet, full dinim, has regular Mechitz around it. Someone throws from this Karfif to Shram, or Shram to this Meshus, so this Karfif is going to be Chayiv in the Reis. So, if it's a shiachid, she also to carry from there to a karmelis or from karmelis to there. Still, Chazal said that they want to allow carrying from the karfif to a karmelis that's near it and vice versa. If we don't allow that, it gives off the impression that we're treating the karfif as a regular shiachid, and then people will carry all of it regular, like any shiachid, and they'll end up carrying shiram also, because it looks similar to shiram. It's a big open area, it doesn't have any deer there. Still, Chazal chose to give it whatever deen they could have a karmelis, the gabba that's mutter to carry from the karfif to a karmelis or from a karmelis to a karfif. And therefore, if you have a case, the Ramah gives an example, you have a gina as a garden that was fenced in, but it's a karfif because just for planting, it's not for deer, it's not for living there. It's more, and let's say it was a big one, it's more based on Siam. And you have the key is outside the gina in the valley, the karmelis outside. You can take the key from the gina from the valley, use it to open and close the door, and to bring it into the gina out of the gina, because both the gina and the valley are considered karmelis, as long as you don't stop or put the key down on Eresh Siocha, there might be in between that. Mishnah will see more about that. Now, when the Rai saw any fence in the area is considered Siocha, no matter how big it is, it says if it's a Kura, Karayim, and the Samazai and Irvin, even it's a huge area, much more based on Siam, Mishnah Birlocha brings a Shalom Rishonim. If there's some limit, as Maskar seems to be, that basically there's no limit as long as a Mechitza like human beings put up, there's no limit how big an area they came out of Eresh Siocha. If Mechitza that came on their own, like mountains, then if it's super duper big, at a certain point it might be too big and no longer considered a Siocha, the Rai.